This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's being described as the largest gathering of Native Americans in over 100 years. Tribes from around the country are meeting at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota to protest the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, a $3.7 billion pipeline that stretches from North Dakota to Illinois. The tribes claim that the process of approving and building the pipeline, which crosses under the Missouri River, violates treaties, pollutes, and destroys sacred sites, among other things. A district court in Washington, D.C. ruled in favor of an emergency injunction to stop construction yesterday and will rule on a preliminary injunction to stop all construction by Friday. Stephanie Soce is an associate attorney at Earth Justice and is co-counsel representing the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in this case.
The tribe, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, has received resounding support from all over Indian country, and it's amazing to see letters of support coming in, as well as a number of people from across the country. And it's incredibly important. And I think it also means something bigger for all of Indian country, that the duty to consult extends to all tribes and not just the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
You're an associate attorney at Earth Justice. I suspect the environmental considerations of this pipeline have been traditionally uppermost in your mind. But do you think this represents some sort of milestone in the history of federal encroachment on Indian lands by the Army Corps of Engineers and others?
Yes. I mean, our environmental concerns are certainly there, but our tribal concerns are first and foremost. And this is also a case of environmental justice. As I mentioned before, this could happen anywhere in Indian country. And in fact, this pipeline was originally routed to go north of Bismarck, North Dakota, and was then rerouted to go just 1/2 mile away from the reservation border. So, you know, we do have environmental concerns, obviously, but at the same time, our tribal concerns is paramount in this case.
What do you say to Americans who believe, oh, for heaven's sakes, this is the 21st century. What are you people arguing about? The sort of folk knowledge that most Americans have about the relationship between the U.S. government and Indian nations.
I think everyone knows that this is at one point their land and that it was taken from them at some point. And with that, there were duties and a relationship that was formed that the government owes these tribes. And I don't know if casinos are enough to compensate for desecrating hundreds of years old of burial grounds and sacred sites.
Stephanie Soce is an associate attorney at Earth Justice. She's a co-counsel representing the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in its case against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Stephanie, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.